you're moving from another country to, like you say, very hard in the beginning. New country, new language, new people, new everything.
Was that like a hard decision for you, or I guess like for everyone accumulatively? Oh,
it was so easy for me.
She's like, nah, I'm born for this.
Just give me documents and I'll be here. I didn't know that they're like two-sided. I don't know. They can say like, oh like my god, hi girl. Oh my god, I love your outfit.
Oh, thank you so much.
She's such a bitch. Like, something like that. They can like text you at night like, oh, let's go, let's hang. I was like, no, sorry, it's too late. I'm sorry. You can text me, I don't know, in the morning if you want to see
me. You can text me in the morning, not at 11 o'clock at night, okay?
Yeah, and I will think about it.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the Bro Code Podcast. As yo, you can tell, Gavin is not next to me today. It is Brayden. He's
Hello,
been promoted.
Everyone. I've been promoted, guys. I feel like
just for this episode, though.
Whoa.
Don't get too hyped.
Today we have a special guest, and her name is Elsa. So
everybody, welcome in Elsa. Are you coming?
Elsa.
Hi.
Yeah. Amazing.
Hi. Oh my god.
So Elsa, how are you doing today?
Super excited, but I didn't normally sleep for last three days.
Yo, so real. Oh. I'm right there with you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you haven't slept for the last 3 days.
Because we were in Las Vegas.
Well, I am on a different time zone. I live in Ohio. So
down in Ohio. Out
here. Yeah, so what
really?
Time is it right now? Yeah, it's like 3 for me right now.
Oh my god.
It's
so late for you. It's like mid-afternoon.
Mid-afternoon. This is a nap time for
me. Probably
Do
rough.
You fly here like every week or?
Oh, no. I fly it's been 2 months since I've been out here, but normally it's every month, right?
Yeah, for like a week, you'd say, or like what?
Yeah.
Yeah, for like a week.
I would say you come out pretty often, like every month or a couple months at least.
Yeah. Yo, I like the fit, by the way.
Yeah, it's
Run
really.
Run us through that.
Like, I like the jewelry.
And like, you were like looking in the mirror like, damn, this is fire. Like, what was going
through your mind? AliExpress, guys. So, $1, $1, $2.
I like this girl. She's smart.
Oh, yeah.
So I was looking at your YouTube, and your shorts are actually like insane.
Yeah, you go dumb
like,
on shorts,
like you popping off on shorts. Like hundreds of millions of views. I was like,
thank you
damn.
So much.
Yeah.
So well, what's shy.
It's just like, hey. Yeah.
You can continue.
Are you?
yo, that's funny. What would you say is like your story and how like you started social media? Like, how'd you get in it?
I think my first YouTube video was like 7 years ago.
Oh, damn.
It was like my dream to be a YouTuber, but my parents, they didn't allow me to do that.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I was raised in a really strict Muslim family.
Mm. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. So where are you from?
I'm from Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know Shavkat?
What?
Shavkat, he's a UFC fighter.
Oh.
He's from Kazakhstan.
No, I don't know him.
No, I meant like, not. I was like, do you know of him? Like, or know him? I don't know.
What's his name again?
Shavkat I'm butchering this last name. Rakamov or something?
No, I've never heard about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's
we have a lot of famous fighters.
He's
undefeated
in the UFC.
Oh,
pretty crazy.
So
are you a fan of fighting?
No.
No?
See,
no.
Guys, talking to two girls on a podcast.
I'm sorry. It's like, I hyperfix. I love that
But
stuff,
actually, but I was like a power slap 2 days ago.
You went to power slap?
Yeah.
No, how was that?
What? How was that?
How was that?
They invited Nevada, and I was her plus one. I was like,
that's so sick.
What is that?
Yeah. Like, was it crazy?
They just stand there and smack each
Wait,
other.
What was it like? Was it like, whoa, like that is crazy? Or was it like...
We almost cried. Like, Nevada actually cried.
I
was like, what is that? Because maybe it was fun in the beginning when they just slap each other and laughing. But when, like, a guy slapped another guy and he, like, almost passed away. He was like, what the fuck?
He almost passed away.
Crazy.
Wait, so then when did you move to the States?
YouTube. I started 7 years ago. Then I escaped from my family to Russia. It was like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, I moved to USA.
Wow, that's crazy. Damn, so you've had quite the journey.
Yeah, so do you talk to your family anymore?
No.
Oh, no?
Okay.
We don't talk.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
But on some brighter news, you're killing it.
Yeah, you're doing really good. That's
thank you. Yeah.
So I see you like popping on shorts. Do you like do? You, I noticed your last long form video was like 4 months ago. It was an Among Us video, right?
Yeah. It was very long time ago.
Yeah.
I was like,
Cole, where's the outfit?
Yeah. Once I'll be right back.
He's got to change his outfit.
He's got something really special planned for you. Never seen before, Cole Higgins attire.
I'm so excited to see.
Yo, that's crazy. Wait, so have you only been like doing social media, you'd say, for like 2 years? Or has it been...
I started my YouTube. And So, as I said, I wanted to be a YouTuber, but...
Hey, we got Cole.
Perfect timing.
I love it.
Perfect timing. She took her gum out. Oh, Cole had time to change.
Yo. It just worked. Yo, what do you think of his outfit?
I should have I have like 7 of them. No, like for each one. Yeah.
We could all.
Oh my gosh. I'm special, I guess. Like I'm prepared, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, he does his research. That's fine.
You ate this up.
Thank you. Can you rate it like on a scale from 1 to 10? Like
100.
100?
Yes!
Yo,
let's go!
Hey, that's right, Cole.
Yeah.
That's fire. Pivoting back to like what you were saying about your journey on social media, what exactly does that entail? Like how long you've been doing this? You've been in the game? Like,
I started 7 years ago. I didn't show my face really because I started doing like life hacks and I showed only my hands.
Oh, yeah.
Like the 5 minute crafts?
Yeah, something like that.
I was addicted to those when I was a kid, bro.
One of my video went viral. It was like 100,000 views. I was like, oh my god, because before that I had only like 9 followers for the year.
Oh wow.
And I like kept doing that. Is it right? Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry my English.
No, you're okay, you don't gotta be sorry.
And posted video like almost every week. And I was really happy when one of my videos went viral and I gained like 10,000 followers.
Dang.
I was super happy.
And this
happy.
Was all on YouTube, like long form videos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dang. Dude, so you were like, sick. That's right. Like, you know, like I'm famous. Like, where are the paparazzi at?
Yeah. For my hands. Yeah. Paparazzi for my hands.
That's crazy.
When I got into the university, I stopped doing YouTube and I focused on my school.
Yeah.
University.
Mm-hmm.
On my, yeah.
Studies.
Yeah. That's weird. Cool. Okay, cool.
At that time, I found the team. It was
Team XO, right?
Yeah, XO team.
Yeah,
XO team. And they had like something like competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were looking for new YouTubers because at that time they were not like a
big thing.
They were not like a TikTok group because TikTok wasn't like really popular at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they started like with the YouTube group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And what was this around like 2020, 2019? Or was it like before TikTok?
TikTok exists. I think there was like only Hype House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, so like 2020.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so bad at numbers.
Yeah, like the like pandemic time.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think that like? Do you think that helped your social media like growth?
It didn't help my social media because I was in Kazakhstan at that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I think it helped to like a lot of influencers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped to EXO team.
Yeah.
And then I joined EXO team, so it helped me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It affects me.
Where was EXO team based out of?
We were all in Russia.
Okay.
Oh wow. That's what I thought. That's like where it came from, like Russia.
Yeah. From Moscow.
Oh, I thought it was in LA. Okay. So
yeah, and then we all moved like 2.5 years ago. We all moved to LA.
Dang, that's crazy.
Okay.
So was that like a hard decision for you, or I guess like for everyone accumulatively? Oh,
it was so easy for me.
She's like nah, I'm born for this.
Just give me documents and I'll be here.
Yeah, yeah.
It was. was my dream to live in USA, but I thought it's like impossible because for people in like, you know, like Soviet countries, like Russia, Kazakhstan, it feels like impossible.
Yeah,
because it's so hard to even get touristic visa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about like job visa or something like that.
Oh yeah, just like come visit.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Dang.
For example, like me and my friend, she was like and also an EXO team. Her mm-hmm. name is Alicia. Mm-hmm. And we went together to Armenia to get our visas. Mm-hmm. And we have everything the same. Every document was like the same because we said that we want to come to visit USA together. Mm-hmm. And I was approved. She was declined.
Oh, wow.
Because they're like, no, I just don't want to give you visa.
It didn't seem like there was like a wow. reason why.
Oh, no. There was like no reason.
Dang.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's so hard, but yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
Wait, now so I have green card. Yeah.
Congrats, I'm
celebration.
So are you still? I'd assume you're not in Team EXO anymore.
No.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Didn't Team EXO kind of just like
fizzle out, or was there
like they kind of just went their separate
ways? I don't really know what are they doing right now, because I feel like it's only maybe old EXO team videos. Because mm-hmm. I always see like. Me and Nevada and like other old members mm-hmm. were still on the page because of the old videos. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe they're only our producers mm-hmm. and I don't know, her sister and he's. So we had two producers, Mary and Gary, mm-hmm. and I think they're. Also
Mary and Gary. Mary and Gary.
Yeah. I don't really think that they film right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
No. Okay.
Like, what was it like an accumulative thing? Because I did a little bit of research on this. Was it like an accumulative thing for a lot of people to just kind of go their separate ways? Or was it like a...
Do you know about the war between Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the half of our team, we moved to USA after the war. And the other half, some of them wanted to move and mm-hmm. some of them like don't want.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because like it's their like hometown and something like that. Some people couldn't get their visas. So I think it all started at that time because we like just we were like a big thing when we are together, mm-hmm. like a group, a team, a family. But yeah, we just lost our, I don't know, spark.
it wasn't the same anymore.
That happens. Everyone, you know, like grows up and goes their separate ways. It's totally cool.
Things change.
Exactly. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Things definitely change.
And it was so hard uh-huh. when you like you're moving from another country to like USA. It also very hard in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Because, oh my God, new country, new language, new people, new everything.
Did you like know any English before you came to America?
So, like, I learned English in like school, but mm-hmm. it was like British English.
It's and not also, that much different.
Yeah, but it's still hard.
Yeah.
And my English was not perfect at all.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, intermediate or something mm-hmm. like that. Right now, my English is also bad.
So you learned some of it when you like got here?
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually impressive. Because isn't English one of the hardest languages to learn?
I don't think so. Russian is the one of the most...
Russian's pretty good.
Russian's crazy.
Russian, Chinese, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think English is. I think it's Chinese. I think it's like, one of the hardest. And then Russian.
Because Russian words are super elongated, right? They're like really long.
Yeah.
That's fire, though.
Do you remember any of your... So you spoke Russian?
Yeah.
So do you remember anything from Russia? Like, do you still speak Russian or do you lose it? Oh,
yeah, every day.
Oh, yeah. Because I
just like... That was crazy.
Sometimes...
Do you speak other languages besides Russian and English?
I know Kazakh a little. Kazakh? Like,
yo, can you say something in Kazakh? Like, what's like something like...
What's up, guys?
Gotta teach us.
Salimet sizbe, kurmitte dostar.
I can't. Wait, can I try? Wait, what did you say first?
I said, hello, darling friends.
Fire. What would you say has been like your like craziest experience since being here like in the industry? Because I know the industry is like, you walk away with some crazy stories.
Interesting, crazy stories. I always like sit at home and lay in my bed. Wait.
Would you say you're more of a going out person or like staying in?
Half of the time. When I'm going out, I was like, oh my God, I'm so shy. How to talk with people?
So real.
And then I was like, oh my God, I just want to go home.
Yeah. So real.
And then when I'm at home, I was like, oh my God, I want to go out.
I'm so bored. Yeah.
That's funny.
So you've been in the... Have you been in LA for 2.5 years, you said?
Yeah.
Right? So have you had any like experiences with like people, like bad experiences, good experiences? Like how is that? How's the industry treated you?
I was surprised by like some LA people because I didn't know that they're like two-sided. I don't know. They can say like, oh like my God, hi girl. Oh, like I love your outfit.
Oh, thank you
She's
so
such
much.
A bitch. like, something
bro,
like
that's
that.
Literally LA.
I was like,
bro.
Oh my God, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh
it's crazy. People lie straight to your face in LA. Just to,
Or maybe like some of people want something from you.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a big one. It's what you can gain from people here, not what they, what they're like. If they're actually a good person, that doesn't matter.
Do you have any stories about anybody like specific or?
Not really, cause I always like I love talk to people. I love to meet new people, but I just have like a close circle like of my friends.
That's good.
So we just always hang together. Like
That's the preferred method. That's the way.
Do they all do social media or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I live with my best friend with Nevada. Yeah. Also we have like Thomas, Amelia, like Sophia. We have a lot of friends.
That's sick.
That's so fun. I love that. Living like, the dream.
Family.
That's so nice. Do you think you guys would ever go back or are you trying to like stay here?
No, don't want to go back.
Really?
Yeah, Ken, so have you visited like your home?
Back home?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or like Russia?
Last time when I visited my home, my dad took my passport and he said that I will never go out again.
Oh,
and
man.
Yeah, I escaped and never go back.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, since you've been in LA, you haven't like gone back to Russia, I'm assuming?
No, because I was in my documents. Like, I can go out. But I wish I want
to
go.
To Russia?
No, to Japan, to Europe.
So you want to travel? Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't travel with your visa?
I'm waiting for my documents because I was approved for a green card.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, it's just like a long process.
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
But
once
it's like through, you can visit those other places.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have you talked to any like love interests out in LA?
What?
What are your opinion?
Like,
have you had any public relationships on like,
yeah, like what's
media?
Your opinion on that?
I've never talked about my relationships, but actually for my whole life I had only one boyfriend. And also I was so surprised by LA boys. I didn't know that
they're crazy,
so unserious.
Yeah,
and they can like text you at night like, oh let's go, let's hang. I was like, no sorry, it's too late, I'm sorry. You can text me, I don't know, in the morning if you want to.
I like that.
You can text me in the morning, not at 11 o'clock at night, okay?
Yeah. And I will think about it.
That's crazy. Yeah. Would you say it was like a little bit of a culture shock for you just with like how LA works?
Yes. I was so shocked. And I was like, oh my God. I think I will never have relationships here.
Yeah.
Yo, really? It's that cooked, bro?
LA is pretty cooked, bro.
Would you ever like stay out of LA? Like, would you ever like go to like Orange County or anything? Or are you gonna stay
or like
in LA?
No.
If you go to LA, like LA is where everything is. So
yeah, it's like events,
anything
parties.
Compared to LA.
I need to work. I just will work.
Have you gone to the beach? The beaches around here?
I'm not really into beaches.
Me neither.
Bitches.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't like that the sand gets in my areas.
Yeah, like everywhere.
Yo, that was diabolical.
What? Yeah. There's certain areas that sand should not be.
Yeah.
But I can go to the beach like once a year.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
What's your favorite thing about LA?
Coffee shops.
Coffee shops? You like coffee shops?
Yes. Oh my God. I love
it. Coffee shops are valid, bro.
Yeah.
Have you been to La La Land?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good, bro.
La La Land.
What's your
I love Blue Bottle.
What's your favorite coffee shop you've had in LA?
I love Blue Bottle.
Okay.
Blue Bottle's so good.
Yes.
Blue Bottle is good.
Yeah,
Blue Bottle
is so good.
What is Blue Bottle?
I remember the first time I had it, and I was like, yo, this is good,
bro.
Like,
now I'm addicted.
Wait, where's the closest Blue Bottle? Now I gotta go.
I think there's one.
Do you have here?
I think it's, like, in... Wait, where was it? I know there's one in San Diego, and probably LA. They're kind of, like, intermittently placed through everywhere.
Oh, so it's, like, La La Land.
Yeah. It's, like, kind of rare. It keeps the hype up, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think about LA food?
LA food. Oh my god, it's horrible.
Yeah, really? You don't like it?
So Russian food is so good. Like Kazakh, Russian, Ukrainian food. Mm-hmm.
What do you like commonly eat over there?
Honestly, I eat like avocado toast every day. We have a lot of like Asian friends and they love go to like Korean barbecue, Chinese barbecue. It's also good.
Korean barbecue? Like where you like cook it yourself?
I don't like Korean barbecue, mm-hmm. but I love Chinese barbecue.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like,
what's the difference? What would you say is the biggest difference?
Chinese barbecue is like different types of, I don't know, meat mm-hmm. and the fish, and mm-hmm. they're like on the sticks.
Oh, okay.
And you have...
Like the cooking thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah, something. Yeah. Like vegetables.
And you just cook it up real quick. You're like...
Yeah.
What do you commonly eat in Russia?
Borscht. We have пельмени, вареники. What else?
Yo, I don't know. Yeah,
no, good. You know what this is, you should try. Like yeah. And also, oh my God, I love сырники. Oh, I want a Russian food.
What is that? What is that?
It's like something with a cottage cheese.
Oh, cottage cheese is fire.
Yes. I don't know, actually.
Are there any places out here that like...
In LA, yeah, we have like, I don't know, a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe like at least five.
Does it compare to the ones at home or not really?
No.
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 Not even close.
Because you have like different, I don't know, your food is so different. Mm-hmm. Like the meat in Kazakhstan, in Russia, it's much better.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like.
It's probably not as processed as it is here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I went to Ireland and I had a burger over there and I was like, bro, this like patty tastes so much better.
Yeah, right. And like, feel better.
It was
afterwards.
Literally like one of the best burgers I ever had. It was just meat, cheese, and bun and onion. And I was like,
Wow.
This is so weird.
I feel like American food is very processed compared to like other countries.
Yeah, I think we have like more natural.
Yeah, that's the big thing about America that I personally don't like. That's like,
I think it's because we just have more access to like chemicals and stuff to be able to put
it's
in
also
food.
Just because it's like a consumerism place. It's very materialistic, bang for your buck, like everybody's trying to cut prices, make everything cheap, but
but also I lost my weight because I moved here.
I
lost like 10 kilograms. The food was so horrible.
What does 10 kilograms equate to in pounds?
I think it's like
22 pounds.
Oh man,
really?
That's a lot.
Yeah, thank you, America.
I feel like most people when they come to America gain weight.
I was like, thanks God, I lost.
How tall are you?
I know in centimeters, like 169.
I'll look it up. 169, you said?
I can't get that one on the top of my head.
Why are you curious about my...
I was interested. Like, when you walked in, I was like, you're a lot taller than I was expecting. So
she's not that tall, guys.
You're
she's
not like...
Six.
No, you're not.
She's literally like a normal like sized girl.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the boots. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably. Okay.
Wait, so you're like 5'8 with the boots on.
We're talking about these Russian like restaurants. Like, you should send me over some recommendations.
Of course.
He's a food guy. Yeah. He's a foodie.
Yeah.
Like we tried.
We should honestly like we could just go together and like you could order some stuff for me because I don't know what to get.
Like it's in Dubai.
Yeah.
No, we actually the other day we went to get a burger at one of the LA's like best burger spots and it was actually so good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was.
What was it called?
It was Burger She Wrote.
Burger She Wrote.
I don't like burgers.
I don't like burgers
either. Yeah.
Really?
I love French fries.
French fries.
What's your opinion on In-N-Out?
I love it. Actually, it's so good. Yeah.
I love
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is so good. Yeah. We had it yesterday.
I feel like In-N-Out is the only burger I will eat. Yeah. Like, I don't like burgers at all, but In-N-Out is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they've claimed the throne for being the restaurant that, like...
It feels more natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. In-N-Out feels like the most natural, like, fast food you can eat. Yeah, and it doesn't, like... doesn't make you feel as disgusting, you know?
No. Yesterday, after Chick-fil-A, we got it on set. I felt... awful.
Yeah, I literally started falling asleep like mid filming. I was like,
why?
Yeah.
What did they put?
I don't know. Just American food, I guess.
I think we also filmed a couple episodes yesterday, so we were probably tired from that too, but I ate it, and I was like, you know when you just feel, I don't want to say fat and like Roggy. Unhealthy, oh, yeah. but like fat and unhealthy.
Like food gives you energy, also food.
Yeah, food can make you tired if it's not the right one.
Yeah,
I totally agree. So what would you say if you weren't an influencer, like what would be like your career path choice?
Like if social media didn't exist.
Also, I'm an artist. Like I can
draw. Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so are you like a drawer, painter? Like?
Yeah, but I don't like it. Yeah. Also, I want to sing.
Yeah. Okay. Really? Can you sing?
Not. No.
Can you give us like a little sample right now?
Yeah, yeah. Give us a sample.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want? I can. I have on my phone.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Just, put it. Just put it up to the mic. Okay.
Or you can like perform for us.
No.
I mean, hey, I'll join you. I'll be like,
yeah, hey, I'll throw on some Mad Libs.
Don't worry. I did a performance on our podcast too yesterday. I did two performances of my diss tracks.
She did.
Diss tracks?
Yeah.
Yep.
For your ex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did she know?
One was for my ex, and then one was for this girl that can't keep her, like, can't keep control of herself when it comes to the guys I talk to. She just has to be in the way. So.
Classic girl drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic, classic.
All right, let's hear the sample.
Oh.
Is this you?
Yeah.
What?
Wait. That's really good.
That's word. So sick.
Is that your voice. First song or how many?
I have, I don't know, 4 songs, but five. I don't like them all.
Do you have anything released? I feel like my research was poor now. I didn't know you were like an artist. I didn't know you made music. This is
thank
so
you.
Interesting. Like,
thank you. It's actually on my YouTube.
It is?
Yeah, I have
it's
music
a
video.
Video. Right?
It's like
he
right
was
before,
more worried about
okay. right before Among Us, I have my music video.
You know
I
what? He saw Among Us and was like, this is the one.
I saw it. I was like, Among Us?
Among Us without the costume.
At least we
like,
know
the clickbait got me, bro. I was like,
all right.
The thumbnail got me. I couldn't help myself. I was like,
that's hilarious. So do you think like, going forward, are you going to focus more, like, on music, or are you still going to do, like, content creation?
I want to do, like, music, because I feel like if you're just influencer, people don't really respect you. I don't know what to say.
That's true.
They're
that's
like,
real.
Who are you? Oh, influencer.
Yeah. Okay. You got to be, like, an artist, a model, like,
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
I guess.
But
you.
It's also, like, was my dream to be a singer.
Yeah, it's, like, your passion.
Yeah, but hey, I'm so insecure about it.
I think
no, that
go.
Was really good, and I promised all of them. Will
hey, when you got a passion, you gotta follow that with your full heart. And anybody
right.
that anybody that's just like, oh nah, or like tries to put you down, you just gotta bro,
keep
get out
going.
Of here, bro. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Anyone who puts you down for that song's tough. They don't know what they're
yeah,
like.
That song good.
That's so, that song is
you.
Good.
But
yeah.
you like
objectively.
Just remember there's thank always so people much. On the internet that just want to hate because they find enjoyment in seeing other people
yeah.
struggle.
Oh yeah.
So don't even worry about it.
How do you
that.
Deal with hate? Like, do you get hate comments ever?
Honestly, no.
No?
Like, she's like, nah.
No. You're like, no. Like, I'm.
Everybody, everybody loves me.
Actually, yeah.
Do you
actually,
guys get hate?
No, I just
live my peaceful life. And
yeah,
yo, that's.
I don't do something. I don't know. I don't have drama in my life.
Yo, that's so good.
Yes. The only drama that I have is like when my friends is like. Talking about day drama. I was like, okay, Netflix show begins. Tell me everything.
Grab your popcorn.
Yeah, I was like, tell me everything.
Yeah.
I live, like, I don't, I mean, I have a lot of drama myself, but I live for other people's drama that I'm not involved in.
Yeah, we know, yeah.
That I can, okay, no, not like that. Just when, like, I don't
always
know.
Trying
when
to involve herself.
When I'm not in the drama, but I can hear about it, that's a lot more fun than being in it.
Right, and you're in the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, you can talk
like,
about it.
Just like different guests, like tell me your drama. Yeah,
right.
You said you've had one boyfriend your entire life. How was that? Where was that? Was that in your like hometown in Russia?
It was here.
In here?
Yeah. Oh. And we broke up like almost a year ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so single. right now.
That's funny.
And, well, yeah, but we're friends.
Oh really? You're still friends with
them? We're like in good relationships.
Oh, was it like a good cutoff? Like was it a mutual breakup or
like I decided to break up, but it was really hard in the beginning when we just broke up. But like maybe after a few months, we was like, okay, yeah, like we're still close. We're like, we should support each other, especially when you are like in a foreign country.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's important also to keep good relations in LA.
I think that's honestly like such a good trait to have, just because like being in LA, being in California, America, as a broad spectrum statement, everyone always like takes the route of you have to hate each other after you break up. In my opinion, you don't have to hate each other. Like,
yeah, because like nobody cheated, nothing like happened.
It was just a mutual like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah. Sometimes so mature. You're 25, right?
Yeah.
Why?
What are you telling me about my age?
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah, no.
How old are you guys? I feel like you're like, I don't know, 18?
Guess how old I am.
20? 19?
I'm 21.
Oh.
Guess how old I am.
17?
Close, 16.
Oh, baby.
how old do I look?
18?
That's crazy. Nah, I'm 21.
Oh. Okay.
How old does Brian look? Oh my gosh.
19?
Brian, guys, we're talking about how old does Brian look?
How old? No way! Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so shocked. Yeah. Oh my god.
He's an unk, bro. You know what an unk is?
No.
Unk status?
It's like 30.
Old enough to be your uncle.
Yeah. Okay. So they're very wise people.
Well, maybe not your uncle.
Yeah,
but
maybe yours.
That's hilarious.
What would you say you have had any drama in the past with like that friend group or like people coming in and out of the group? Because I have a really tight friend group, but it's also like, you know, sometimes we have somebody come in and then like
it ruins things.
Like ruins it. They leave.
Like sometimes we have fights. Like, for example, we have Thomas, and for the last week, he made, like, at least 3 girls cry.
Thomas!
Because sometimes he doesn't think what he's saying, but it's fine. We love you, Thomas. Yeah, as a friend.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah.
Thomas better work on that.
Thomas, right. And that's the only one. Y'all are still friends?
Yeah, only because of Thomas. Yeah.
Do you have any friends you're not friends with anymore? Like you made in LA? Kind of just like,
you're not really you're like not friends with them anymore.
I feel like maybe only some of the EXO team.
EXO team?
Like producers. We're not friends right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you still? You seem like you're pretty much like in good relations with. You have a good relationship with everybody like around you.
Yeah, maybe because I'm old.
Yeah, you're mature. Most people are just in LA. Yeah. In LA, you will find a 40-year-old that acts like a 13-year-old.
Right.
And it's just like, very interesting.
Or you'll find like a 13-year-old that acts like she's 25 and whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's like. The maturity levels in.
Yeah,
LA
age is just out of whack. In my opinion, like coming from Ohio, where like it's a completely different environment, age is just a number here.
Oh yeah.
Like not like that, like not like when you date people, but like when you when you
no,
meet
like maturity wise yeah, in LA, it's more about like the individual person versus like, oh, you're 13, you don't know a thing. But it's like
you
this 13 year old's been like through some crazy stuff because they were a child actor and they did like a bunch of other stuff.
Like, I feel like
they're a lot more mature than like a 13 year old.
I feel like
in certain aspects.
I feel like the best way to describe LA is adult high school.
Oh my god! Everything.
It's like a big college campus.
I swear, most people in like the LA industry didn't really ever go to school like that. So like, I think that's why.
That's so true.
They just never grew out of it.
Oh my god! Did you go to school?
Yeah.
Like all the way through.
I graduated from university. Right? Yeah. I'm an IT specialist.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, wait, what was that? I didn't hear that last part.
IT specialist? IT, graduated from
IT specialist. Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
No, I was. Yeah. IT. Wait, so you're good with like computers and stuff?
Not really, but. No.
She did enough to graduate from it. I said you did enough to graduate from it.
Yeah.
And that's how most experiences of college go. They're like,
I have a quick question. Yeah. How do you say outfit in Russian?
Outfit.
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 Yeah.
So speaking of outfits, where did you get your, like, where do you shop most for your clothes?
Online.
Yeah.
Really? Or, yeah. Online.
Online? Yeah, because TikTok shop?
No. For example, this is Jaded London. That's AliExpress. Like, AliExpress is actually so good. Like, I didn't expect to see a lot of cool stuff there.
Mm-hmm. How long does the shipping take? Doesn't it take forever?
2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks. Yeah. Wow. And
I
like,
feel like that's a long time.
Yeah, I'm an Amazon girl. I like it to come within 48 hours.
Right.
Like. I don't have the patience for 2 weeks.
I need it, and I need it now.
Yeah.
Also, I love Instagram shops.
Like, Instagram is so real. Sometimes Instagram be blessing your feed with like the most fire clothing.
Yeah, ever. I need it.
And you're like, yo, I need that.
Yeah. I've bought one thing off of Instagram.
Really? And I'll be scrolling through Instagram and like, I shouldn't buy this, but like,
I need it. Yeah,
like it's low-key fire. I should buy it.
When I'm on like social media apps and I see something, and it's like, you know how TikTok shop exists, and then like Instagram, like the shop area, I'm like, I just feel wrong buying it off of the website. I feel like it's not gonna come.
Right.
Like it's not like a real website.
That's a crazy thing. Amazon built in some sort of like, Brady could explain it better.
What?
Amazon has like a security factor to it where like you feel more secure buying stuff off of
Amazon. Yeah. Like you
versus another website, which is so interesting.
I think you have to be like, I think you have to be passed through like a bunch of things when you go and sell something on Amazon versus on TikTok. Anybody can put something up there. Mm-hmm. So like I've bought things off of the little ads before. I was like, ooh, a $30 mirror. Are you kidding me? Never came to my house.
Really?
Yeah. Wasted my $30. But
get scammed.
Yeah, I got scammed.
I feel bad. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. That was my mistake. Like, I shouldn't have bought it. It was probably not actually $30 and going to come to my house. But
what would you say? So, looking through your content, I know that you do, like, a lot of fashion videos. And your style is relatively unique, but it makes sense. So, what would you say is, like, your, I guess, like, icon or someone that, like, you look up to in the fashion world?
Ooh, I love Tyla.
Tyla,
her outfits. Oh my god, girl, you're amazing.
Do you have any like fashion inspirations that you would say?
Tyla. Also, I just go to Pinterest and like searching.
Yo,
for
that's
the
what
outfits.
I do. Yo, yeah. That's why oh my god. My outfits look because I take fashion serious.
We call it Pinterest boy.
I get flamed because they're like, bro, you look like straight off of Pinterest. It's because like. Like that's where I got this shit from, yo.
It's because like.
Also, you can like take screenshot of like outfit and then go to like Google search.
Yeah,
and to, then, like, you can find the like.
Wait, really? And it'll like pop up with the links and stuff.
Yeah,
like you can find like exact like the same like.
Wait, close. This is crazy.
It's my first time hearing of this technology.
Reverse Google engine search.
No, I'm going to start doing that when I want to see.
You've never heard of a reverse Google engine search. Okay, bro, like chill.
That's literally what Pinterest is for.
Right. I think I found the jeans because of the like.
I love jeans like that. That are like, I need a pair of jeans that are like the.
Jaded London.
What wash is that called?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know.
At that point,
it's like brown and like cool.
No, like a blue wash.
Yeah, it's like a blue brown. I don't know. Yeah. It's sick. It's
yellow. You guys don't see yellow.
Nice with the fit.
Yeah.
Yellow blue Tavoy outfit.
What does that mean?
Did I say that right?
I don't know.
I was trying to speak some Russian, man.
I'm dead.
Wait, I was talking to my friend Lev before this. Yellow blue Tavoy outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
What did you say? I like the outfit.
Yeah? Yeah.
Did I get that?
What was it? I like the outfit.
Yeah, I like your outfit.
Dang, that's fire. That's amazing. I remember that.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend Lev.
He was thinking about the entire time, getting ready to, like,
oh, yeah. Say no, it. I was. I called my friend Lev, like, right before you got here. I was like, wait, how do I say it again?
Funny.
I was like, wait, how
is
do
he
I say
Russian?
It? Yeah, yeah, he's he's Russian, and then like he has some friends that like are from Ukraine that stay here.
Oh,
and yeah, I've been like hanging out with them, and they've been showing me a little bit of Russian. But but yeah, he helped me out.
You're doing great, yeah.
Shout out, Lev.
Yo, what are your thoughts on skinny jeans for dudes?
I don't like it.
Someone zoom in on my eye roll.
I get mixed reviews on them.
It's like as long as you love it.
I've been telling you, Brayden.
As long as you like it. All right, you guys.
But
well,
I can send you the link for this.
With that being said, Brayden's interesting fashion choice of skinny jeans is the conclusion of our episode.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Is there anything you would want
to
tell?
It was great getting to know you. Do you have anything you would like to shout out? Your music, socials, anything?
I'm Elsa. You can just subscribe if you like me. If you don't, just scroll.
No hate comments.
Make sure you check her out on all of her socials, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes. Everything.
And make sure you check out the podcast on Spotify. You can listen to it on the go, on the road, on the boat. That's a Gavin Magnus quip I had to steal. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Remember, spread positivity, love, and joy.
He's so inspirational,
chase
guys.
Chase your dreams.
Trace your dreams and trust your vision, all right?
That's right.
Bye.